reflecting on to love their children. The woman who invests herself in a child's life will be the one whom the child loves and the one with whom he will bond when he is older. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John 1:4. Make a new habit. Look into your child's eyes and smile many times each day. Take a 5-minute break every 30 minutes or so just to play with him or her. Never work alone. Always have your little buddies helping you. God has given your children guardian angels who watch them from heaven. You are their guardian angel here on earth. Traits of a good helpmeet. A good helpmeet soberly considers the needs of her children before her own interests. She invests time in training them to know and do many things. She schools herself in diet and medicine to be better equipped to keep them safe. Getting serious with God. God directs us to train our children and, when necessary, to direct their path with correction. As women, we might feel we love our children too much to spank them. Our sentiment is silly and unloving. You cannot expect God's personal blessings on your life and on theirs unless you do it God's way. Study these verses and ask God to give you a heart of love and a backbone of courage to walk by His principles. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 13:24. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 29:15.